We made it.
That grub Thar's hammer, we live to tell the tale.
Systems registered functional.
All systems are working, Commander.
I don't like it. It was too easy.
Wait! Snow! They're everywhere! There are timers opening everywhere!
Trap!
We're surrounded, Commander.
It's a core meltdown, sir. It can't be stopped.
Surrender may be our only option.
No! Never give up. Never surrender.
Your orders, sir? Sir, your orders!
Activate the Omega 13.
Well? Huh? Well, there you are. You are the first people to see the Lost Galaxy Quest, episode 92, two-parter, since it was originally aired in 1982. Huh? Yeah. All right. And now, for the moment you've all been waiting for,
the intrepid crew of the NSEA
Protector!
Yeah!
Yeah! Red scarf, black shoes. White scarf, black buttons, white shoes.
Man, where in the hell is he? An hour and a half late? An hour and a half.
I mean, this is unreal. They're going to start eating each other out there.
Oh, did you hear? He booked another appearance without us.
You're kidding.
How did I come to this?
Not again.
I played Richard III.
Five curtain calls.
There were five curtain calls. I was an actor once. Damn it, now look at me. Look at me! I can't go out there and I won't say that stupid line one more time. I can't. I won't.
Well, Alex, at least you had a part. Okay? You had a character people loved. I mean, my TV Guide interview was six paragraphs about my boobs and how they fit into my suit. No one even bothered to ask me what I do on the show.
You had the... Wait, I'll think of it.
I repeated the computer, Fred.
Whew! Your commander is on deck. Ha ha! Wow, that smog is thick today, huh? Am I too late for Alexander's panic attack? Apparently not. You know, you should get that looked at.
Ha ha ha! Let's take a look at the eclipse.
Okay. What did I do? What?
Those 4 seasons, we developed the same affection for the crew as the crew had for each other. I mean, these weren't just adventurers exploring space.
Friends.
These were friends.
Unbelievable.
You are so full of it, man!
It's not a big deal. These guys put a little set in their basement. I'm there about an hour. It's nothing. Gwen, they wanted the commander.
There he goes.
Alexander, wait. Grab him!
Okay!
Come on, old friend.
And you stole all my best lines. You cut me out of episode 2 entirely.
Connie Madison, my personal favorite, Gwen DeMarco! Yeah!
Getting hotter, Commander.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's hear a warm welcome for Trent, Gunner, Lorena, Tommy Weber!
You will go out there.
I won't. And nothing you say will make me.
The show must go on.
Damn you. I will say that stupid line one more time.
Give me Alexander J! Yeah! All right!
My grandfather's hammer, you shall be avenged.
And finally, my fellow Questerians, the brave commander of the NSEA Protector, Peter. Quincy. Tagger. Jason! Nesbitt! Yeah!
signing autographs on Imperial Deck's C&B near the poker shop.
Excuse me, pardon me. Crew member coming through. Fans, right?
Hey, Gwen.
Oh, hey, man. I want to thank you for that nice intro you gave us today.
Guy. You probably don't remember me, do you? It's the sunglasses, right? I was on the show in 82, episode 81. Got killed by the lava monster before the first commercial. Listen, can we could sit in and sign a couple autographs?
By Grabthar's hammer, by the Sons of Warvan, I shall avenge you.
By Grabthar's
hammer. Next.
Had I moved an inch to the left, the beast would have killed me. On the other hand, my crew is in danger.
How did you know what to do?
Come on. About my crew. I'm not a commander, huh? I think we all remember what happened to that beast on Enoch 7, right?
Gotta admit, they really do love him.
Yeah, almost as much as he loves himself.
Excuse me, Commander. Hey, just wondering if you could help settle a dispute that my crew and I seem to be having. If you remember, in Quasar Dilemma...
Excuse me for a minute, fellas.
Hadn't even gotten to the relevant conundrum.
In episode 15, Myths of Delos 5, I got the feeling that you and the commander kind of had a thing. Did you?
No. The commander and I never had a thing.
Well, that's her story.
Excuse me.
Gwen. Gwen. Gwen.
Commander.
Excuse me.
I must speak to you. It is a matter of supreme importance. We are Thermians from the Klaatu Nebula, and we need your help.
Is this about the gig tomorrow? Just hammer out the details with my agent and make sure there's a limo at my house. Last time I did one of these gigs, they shoved me in the back of a Toyota. Remember, mum is the word.
Certainly, but
mum.
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 Here and beautiful.
Crewman Madison, the mist of the strange planet is filling my head with such thoughts.
It was cute when I didn't know you.
These guys haven't had a real acting job for 20 years. This is all they've got.
Did you check out Nesmith? He actually gets off on those retards thinking he's a space commander.
Oh, and his friends?
I know, they can't stand him.
Did you hear him ragging on him in there?
Dude, he has no idea. He's a laughingstock, even to his buddies.
It's pathetic. Oh, come on, come on. The Galaxy Quest dancers are almost on.
Ooh.
Full of spirit and heavy today.
Hey, Commander, as I was saying, in the Quasar Dilemma, remember you used the auxiliary of Deck B for, could you get Deck B for Gamma Override? The thing is that online blueprints clearly indicate that Deck B is independent of the Guidance Matrix. So we were wondering just where the error lies in that.
It's just a television show, that's all, okay?
Right, but because we were wondering if the quantum flux, and just listen on
there. There is no quantum flux. There's no auxiliary. There's no goddamn ship. You got it?
I mean it, Alex. I've never seen him lose it like that. Not to a fan. I mean, it was just weird.
Gwen, I have said it for years. He's mentally unstable.
worried. It just was not like him.
As long as there's injustice, whenever a Targaryen baby cries out, wherever a distress signal sounds among
the stars,
we'll be there.
This fine ship, this
fine ship, this fine crew.
Never give up.
Never give up.
Never surrender.
Never surrender.
Can I help you?
Sir, I understand this is a terrible breach in protocol.
Yeah, I shouldn't come to my house.
Please, I beg you to hear our plea. We are Thermians from the Klaatu Nebula. Ooh. Our people are being systematically hunted and slaughtered by Rathaceres, our Fatukri. We are to meet in negotiation, however. Our efforts in this regard have been disastrous. Please, Commander, you are our last hope. We have secured our limousine.
What? Oh, this is the thing, for the thing, that's. Maybe I should get some pants on. Come on in.
Oh, Commander, I must say that standing here in your presence is the greatest honor we could ever have hoped to achieve in our lifetimes.
I really appreciate that. Would you guys look for another shoe? Looks like this, please.
Yeah. Oh. Sir, I am Lank, Senior Requisition Officer. Before we travel to the ship, please let me know if you have any requirements. Weapons, documents, personnel.
Coca-Cola, do you have one of those?
Sir, I am Teb. I would like to explain the history between our people and the Saris Dominion in greater detail. In the 5 million years following the great nebula burst, our people were one...
What's her name? Doesn't she talk?
Her translator is broken.
Okie dokie. You know, guys, I had a late night with a Cremorian Fangor beast, so, I'm going to just shut my eyes for a bit. Go on. You know, I'm listening to everything you say, okay?
In the 5 million years following the great nebula burst, our people were one people, but then came the Zaktor migration, and then the Milosian shift.
Dark period of discontent spread through the land. Fighting among Creed, Sex, and Largos. Ah, the foolishness. And it was in this time of dissension that...
Commander, I'm sorry to wake you, sir, but your presence is requested on the command deck. Sir, Saris has moved the deadline. We are approaching his ship at the Nye Delta now. He wants an answer to his proposal. Yeah, I understand.
I got most in the car. Saris is the bad guy, right?
Oh, yes, sir. He is a very bad man indeed. He has tortured our scientists, put us to work in the gallium arsenide, captured our females for his own demented purposes.
Yeah, I got the picture. Do you have pages, or do you just want me to wing this?
I am not sure I understand you.
Commander!
Welcome to the Protector 2.
Good to see you.
Would you like to don your uniform?
No, you know what? I'd like to skip that. I got this gig in Van Nuys in about a quarter of an hour. Is that all right?
As you wish.
Sir, it's Saris. He's here.
General, I have just received word the Thermians have appointed a new commander to handle the negotiations.
What?
This is great. You know, usually it's just cardboard walls in a garage.
Sir, we apologize for operating in low power mode, but we are experiencing a reflective flux field this close to the galactic axis.
You know what I could use is a cup holder and a couple of Advil.
We're approaching in 5 ticks, sir. Command to slow?
Set it on screensaver 2. I think we need to get a... sorry to break the mood here. Slow it down to Mark 2, Lieutenant.
I see fear. That is expected. Mm-hmm. They bring a new commander.
That's good.
Here are my demands. And if I do not hear what I like, then there will be blood and pain, as you cannot imagine. First, I require the Omega 13. Second, I will require a technician.
Okie dokie, okie dokie. Let's fire blue particle cannons full, red particle cannons full. Gannet magnets, fire them left and right, and let them run. All shoots them while you're at it. Once you toss that at him, killer. That should take care of old lobster head, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Home.
You mean Earth?
Yeah, Earth. Time to get back to Earth, kid.
But the negotiations you fired on him.
Yeah. Long live, what was the planet called?
The Thermia.
Long live Thermia. This way?
But what if Sarah survives?
Oh, I doubt I gave him both barrels.
He has a very powerful ship.
Anyway, if you got any more problems with the guy, just, give me a call. Ow.
An interstellar vox.
What? Hey.
How can we thank you, Commander? You have saved our people.
Yeah. Okay. You know, you kids have been great. You really have. This thing is real. You. Hello. Hey. Where's my limo? Huh?
We've been all over the universe.
But we've never seen space age values like we've seen here at
Tech Value Electronics Superstore.
By Grabthar's hammer. What a savings.
All right. Yeah, let's hear it from the NSCA Protector.
No,
you've got it all.
Yeah, if it was down
in
the Omega 13.
Oh, my apologies. You know, evidently we had a little miscommunication regarding Voyage. You didn't show up.
did it again.
Thank you for coming now.
Yeah.
Do you know what time it is? Why do you even bother to show up at all?
Guys, I was there. I was up there. Remember yesterday at the convention? Those people dressed like aliens? They were aliens. They were termites or Dalmatians. I can't really remember because I was kind of hungover. But what they built was extraordinary. It was a huge spaceship. I got to fight this guy named Sears and I kicked his ass. I know what you're thinking, but I can prove it. They gave me this. No. But can you talk to people in space on those? Protector, this is the commander. Over.
Oh, for God's sake.
I said it's time to go.
This isn't mine. That kid. Where's that kid?
Begging your pardon, Commander. We come with news. Saris lives.
Listen.
He was able upon your departure to make an escape. However, he has contacted us and wishes to negotiate a surrender. We humbly implore you to come negotiate the terms.
Huh? They want me back. You want me back. Is this amazing? They want me back, and I want you guys to go with me, please. Think about it. Let's go. Yes! You're going. Alexander, this is not... I'm not kidding here. This isn't some kind of prank. I'm not kidding, though. Guys, listen. Come on. Gwen, stop. Come here. You know me, and I'm a lot of things, but am I crazy?
You know, it's one thing to treat us this way. It's another thing to do it to your fans.
She's not a fan. This is a termite.
You should have just let me hit him.
Boy, I didn't know you could get that loaded.
I think we should have just taken the gig. I mean, who knows the next time he'll ask us.
Said he was drunk. You really think he was talking about a job?
With your mother.
Did Jason come through here?
Yeah, he's in there. Hey, guys.
Oh. We are coming too.
All of you wish to go to the ship?
Yes, we wish to go to the ship. You see, we work together. Or not at all.
Wonderful. The commander had me continue transmission in case you changed your mind. Protector, requesting 4 interstellar...
Me too.
5 pods for immediate departure.
Guys,
I look forward to meeting you all in person when you arrive at the ship. End transmission.
Oh, my God.
Anybody got any change?
About our appearance generators.
You guys came. Who wants the grand tour? Anybody else?
That was a hell of a thing. What's wrong with them?
I don't know. Come on. That's right, guys. Just keep shaking it off. It gets better. Hey. Try some gum. It helps.
We are.
The 23rd quadrant of the gamma sector. There's a map in the forward room. I'll show you. Come on.
Welcome, my friend.
This is Mathazar. He's their leader.
I am Mathazar. On behalf of all my people, I wish to thank you from the deepest place in our hearts.
Mathazar, this is my crew.
Dr. Lazarus.
Lieutenant Madison. Young Laredo, how you've grown.
Young Laredo.
Permanent number Guy.
Guy? You know us?
No. I don't believe there is a man, woman, or child on my planet who does not. A year since we first received transmission of your historical documents, we have studied every facet of your missions and strategies.
You've been watching the show?
Lieutenant, historical documents. Historical documents from out here?
Yes. The past 100 years our society had fallen into disarray. Our goals, our values had become scattered, but since the transmission, we have modeled every aspect of our society from your example, and it has saved us. Your courage and teamwork and friendship through adversity. In fact, all you see around you has been taken from the lessons garnered from the historical documents.
Is this a spaceship?
No. This is a starport for the ship. Would you guys like to see the ship?
What have you got us into?
What the hell is going on?
Wow, the floors are so clean.
We're just here to negotiate this guy Saris's surrender. It's no big deal.
And the organ fabrication chamber is coming along nicely.
Big deal? Are you crazy? We have to get out of here. Oh,
come on, guys.
Jason, we're actors, not astronauts.
You guys want to go home? Say the word, we'll go home. Pay our bills, feed our fish, fall asleep in front of the TV, and miss out on all of this. Come on, you guys want to do that, anybody? Gwen, come on, think about it. Look at where we are. We're in space. Alexander, this is the role of a lifetime. You guys want to leave?
We have enjoyed preparing many of your esoteric dishes. Your Monte Cristo sandwich is the current favorite on the adventure. The main Merrick's.
At ease.
It's like throwing gasoline on a flame. Mark!
I was jazzed about being on the show, man.
If you would all take your positions.
Or what?
Guys?
Look, this thingy. I remember I had it all worked out. This is forward. This is back.
Commander, some of the crew has requested to be present at this historic event.
Sure, bring them in.
Pressure, huh? I'm glad I ain't the commander.
Laredo, take us out.
Excuse me?
They designed those controls after watching you pick her up.
Right. Okay. Right. Take her out.
Get a move to the right. Move more to the right.
Would you sit your ass down? Sit. Move. You want to drive this thing?
Enjoying your steak, Commander?
I'm really enjoying it. This is like corn-fed Iowa beef.
Yes. We programmed the food synthesizer for each of you based on the regional menu of your birthplace.
Okay, where you did it. Tastes great.
Are you enjoying your catmop blood ticks, Dr. Lazarus?
Just like Mother used to make. So, tell me, Mother, this Saris person that we're flying to meet, what does he want exactly?
He heard about the device, the Omega 13.
What is it? What does it do?
We don't know.
We were hoping you could enlighten us.
Oh, the Omega 13 device. We found that on an alien planet. We don't know what it does either.
Why don't you just turn it on and see what it does? It has at its heart a reactor capable of unthinkable energy. If we were mistaken in our construction, the device would act as a molecular explosive, causing a chain reaction that would obliterate all matter in the universe.
Has Sarah ever seen any of the historical records?
No, thank God he has not.
Oh. So how does he know about the Omega 13 device?
Our former commander was not strong.
Former commander?
I am sorry, you deserve to be shown. The tape was smuggled off of Saris' ship. Originally one of our own tried to lead.
Is it all? After 3 days of this, you still require incentive?
I have told you all I know. If you have any mercy within you, please, let me die.
When I grow weary of the noises you make, you shall die!
Think.
Don't take it. That's a wrap. There's nothing to think about.
I'm not even supposed to be here. I got screw man number six. I'm expendable. I'm the guy in the episode who died. I have to prove the situation is serious. I gotta get out of here.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Commander?
We gotta prepare the pods for my crew's departure.
Begging your commander's pardon, sir, we can't launch pods at the moment. Saris will surely detonate any objects leaving the ship.
Saris?
Yes, sir, he's here now. Your presence is required on the command deck.
What?
Nobody here.
While my people are talented scientists, our attempt to operate our own technologies under tactical simulation have been disastrous. I have raised Saris on Zeta frequency.
Mathazar, my...
We meet again, Commander.
Hello, Saris.
How you doing?
Better than my lieutenant. He failed to activate the ship's neutron armor as quickly as I'd hoped on our last encounter.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd like to say I'm real sorry about what happened before. The whole thing was just a misunderstanding.
Deliver the device to me, or I will destroy your ship.
You know, we'd like to do that, but frankly, Sarah, sir, we don't know what it is or even where it is.
You have 10 seconds.
Okay. Gosh darn it, I give up. It's yours, you can have it. You have to give me a minute to put it in a box for you. Okay? Gwen. Don't panic. I've dealt with this guy before. He's as stupid as he is ugly. No. Come here.
Jason.
Not now, Gwen.
No.
Sit. We're going to send everything we can at him, all right?
Jason.
Not now, Gwen. Press these red buttons and send everything we have towards him, okay?
Okay.
All right, Gwen. Put me back on with him.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, you are back.
Perhaps I'm not as stupid as I am ugly, Commander.
Gave you the kill gesture.
Yeah, no, you gave me the word dead signal. I was agreeing with you, like I know where the hold button is.
Hey, guys. There's a red thingy moving toward the green thingy.
What?
Red thingy moving toward the green thingy. I think we're the green thingy.
A little present for you, Commander.
We gotta get out of here. Move the ship. Turn it. Move it. Go.
Is breaking apart and all that. Just FYI.
We've got to stop!
Stop it, we died. Tommy, just hold that thing down.
Get us, hold the turbo down. It's a quick boost.
Oh, like you know.
I remember that sound. That's a bad sound.
Wait. We might be able to lose him in this cloud here.
Oh, I don't think that's a cloud.
Mathazar, what is this?
This is the Tophian minefield left standing from the Great War of 12185.
Oh, God! Ah!
Could you possibly try not to hit every single one
sorry, man. The system's a wonder. I think they're magnetic.
Continue forward, sir.
Patience, Lieutenant. Patience.
Everybody all right? Where's Tommy? Tommy!
Oh, man!
You all right?
No, my arm is fresh! Ah, don't touch it! Don't touch it!
I take him to medical quarters.
Thanks, Matheson.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Alex, where are you going?
To see if there's a pub.
Thruster shaft, 87% damage. Aft vector guards, 96% damage. Structural breaches in quadrants 32, 34, 40,
What about the engines?
Forward thruster shaft, 87% damage.
Computer, what about the engines? Why don't we have power?
The beryllium sphere has fractured under stress.
It's fractured.
Can it be repaired?
Computer, can it be repaired?
Damage to beryllium sphere, irreparable. Ugh. New source of beryllium must be secured.
We need another one.
You broke the ship. You broke the bloody ship. Computer, is there a replacement beryllium sphere on board?
Computer, is there a replacement beryllium sphere on board?
Negative. No reserve beryllium sphere exists on board.
No, we have no extra beryllium sphere on board.
You know, that is really getting annoying.
Look, I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Sure, no problem.
A thousand apologies. We have failed you.
How have you failed us?
We have seen you victorious in much more desperate situations. The fault must lie with us, with the ship.
No, Mathazar, it is not your fault, and it's not the ship's fault. It's my fault. We, this group...
We are not the people you think we are.
I don't understand.
Didn't you make any TV shows on your planet? Any theater, films?
The historical documents of your culture. Yes, in fact, we have begun to document our history from your example.
No, not historical documents. They're not all historical documents. I mean, surely you don't think that Gilligan's Island is a...
Those poor people.
Oh, brother.
We're screwed.
Is there no one on your planet who behaves in a way that's contrary to reality?
You are speaking of deception, lies. We have only recently become aware of this concept in our dealings with Ceres. Often Ceres will say one thing and do another, promise us mercy but deliver destruction. It is a concept we are beginning to learn at some great cost. But if you are saying that any of you could have traits in common with Ceres,
hey, Commander. Listen, we found some beryllium on a nearby planet. We might be able to get there if we reconfigure the solar matrix in parallel for endothermic propulsion. What do you think?
We'll do that.
Right.
That's right again. Let's
Come on, group hug. Come on.
Dr. Lazarus, I hope I am not breaching protocol, but I am so very humbled to stand in your presence. I have studied your missions extensively. Though I am Thermian, I have lived my life by your philosophy, by the code of the Maktar.
Oh, good. Very nice.
By Grabthar's hammer, Dr. Lazarus.
Don't do that. I'm not kidding.
I'm sorry, sir. I was only just...
Don't.
Yes, sir.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Dr. Lazarus, here is your surface mapper. I have programmed it to the coordinates of a beryllium sphere of sufficient density. Good luck on your mission, sir.
Thanks.
Good, Tommy.
I changed my mind. I want to go back.
After the fuss you made about getting left behind.
Yeah, but that's what I thought. I was the crewman that stays on the ship, and something is up there, and it kills me. But now I'm thinking I'm the guy who gets killed by some monster 5 minutes after we land on the planet.
You're not going to die on the planet, guy.
I'm not? What's my last name? Nobody knows. You know why? Because my character isn't important enough for a last name. Because I'm going to die 5 minutes in.
Guy, you have a last name.
Do I?
Yes.
For all you know, I just come in. Number 6. Bobby.
Are we there yet?
Bobby! Is there air? You don't know!
Seems okay.
Here we go.
Which way, Alexander?
This way. Wait, no. That way.
You were holding it upside down.
Dr. Top.
You know, with all that makeup and stuff, I actually thought you were smart for a second.
You think you could do better, Laredo?
Right with that Laredo stuff.
Oh, we're screwed. We're so screwed.
Come on. If we want to finish this mission, we have to use some self-control.
Self-control? That's funny coming from a guy who slept with every Tarakian slave girl and moon princess on the show.
Did it occur to you, had you been more supportive, you might have been able...
Wow. Must be some sort of mining facility.
Where are the miners?
Something bad happened here.
Will you relax?
There they are. Beryllium spheres. Let's go.
Look at that. They look like little children.
Could they be the miners?
Sure. I mean, they're like 3 years old.
Miners, not miners.
You lost me.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
They are so cute.
Sure, they're cute now. But in a second, they're going to get mean. And they're going to get ugly somehow. And there's going to be a million more of them.
Look. There's a little hurt one.
Did you guys ever watch the show?
We're going to help the little hurt one.
This is sick of being right.
Let's get out of here before one of those things kills Guy.
Hey, wait a minute. We're not going anywhere without a beryllium sphere. We need a plan. Fred, we need a diversion to clear the compound of those things. Then Alex and Gwen and I will go get a sphere. Tommy, get up on that ridge, and if you see him come back, give me a signal, all right?
Why does this sound so familiar?
Assault on Voltrax 3, episode 81.
We're doing episode 81.
Whatever, the one with the hologram, the wall of fire.
Well, how the hell is Fred supposed to project a hologram?
Are we doing episode 81 or
not? It's just a rough plan, Guy. What difference does it make if it's episode 81 or not?
Because I died in episode 81!
Episode 51, right?
51. Don't you, Chris.
Why are you listening to this fellow? May I remind you, he's wearing a costume, not a uniform. He's no more equipped to lead us than this fellow. No offense.
Look, they're gone.
Where'd they go? Back in the
I don't know.
Nobody was watching.
All right, listen up. Here's the plan. Gwen, Fred, Alex, and I will go down to the sphere. Fleetwood, you set up a perimeter, and Tommy, your lookout. You see anything at all, you give us a signal, all right?
What kind of a signal?
Any kind of signal.
Okay, I'll do my hands like this.
Call! What are you, an infant? Look, we have these.
Sorry.
All right, let's go.
Does the rolling help?
Uh-huh. It helps.
Where's your gun?
It helps. Oh.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Oh, shut up.
Jason! The cabin is fast enough, Jason! Run, Jason!
Jason! you hear me?
Yeah, Gwen, you got me.
Thank God. Are you okay?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I've got Grignac staring me in the face right now. But you know what? I think I can take it.
Oh. Jason, we're going to use the digital conveyor to get you out of there.
The digital conveyor?
Yeah.
You mean I'm going to get diced into cubes and sit up there in a million pieces?
Right.
Well, you know what? I think I'll take my chance with Grignac.
We're getting you out right now. It's perfectly safe, isn't it, Chad?
It has never been successfully tested.
What did he say?
Hold, please.
Theoretically, the mechanism is fully operational. However, it was built to accommodate your anatomy, not ours. But now that Tech Sergeant Chen is here, he can operate it. It was designed watching his motions from the historical documents.
I can supervise.
Jason, we're going to test it.
On what? How about that pig lizard? Hey, I'm doing all right with a pig lizard.
Please, Fred, and hurry.
I'm sorry. It's very exciting to watch the master at the controls. The operation of the conveyor is much more art than science.
Stand back, Jason.
I heard some squealing or something.
Oh, no. Everything's fine.
But the animal is inside out.
I heard that.
It turned inside out?
And it exploded.
Did I just hear that that animal turned inside out and then it exploded?
Hello?
Hold, please.
Hey, wait a minute. Guys.
If the pig lizard is gone, why are they still yelling Grignac?
Ted, hit the translation circuit.
Jason, I don't think the pig lizard was Grignac.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, darn.
Oh. Digitize me!
Come on, guys, digitize me! Come on, they based it on your hand movement.
Am I the only one who saw that thing inside out with the eye going? I'm not the guy. I'm not Tech Sergeant Chen. I'm Fred Kwan. I'm not even. Kwan's not even my real name.
Fred's no good, Jason. You're just gonna have to kill it.
So I'm open to any suggestions.
Nobody eyes like in episode 22.
It doesn't have any eyes, Tommy.
I'm not putting mouth to the throne. It's vulnerable spot.
It's a rock. It doesn't have any vulnerable spot.
I know. You construct a weapon. Look around you. Can you form some sort of rudimentary lathe?
A lathe? Get off the line, guy. Alexander, you're my advisor. Advise me.
Well, you're just going to have to figure out what it wants. What is its motivation?
Rockbuster doesn't have motivation.
See, that's your problem, Jason. You were never serious about the craft.
Oh! Fred, can you hear me? Anybody there?
Kinda.
You can do it, Fred. It's up to you.
Oh, no. Jason, I'll just mess it up.
You did it before you was on the show. Do it now.
That was the show. I'm not that guy.
Fred, you never forgot a line. You never missed a mark.
Oh. It's not me anymore, man.
Fred, you just stop trying. You can do this, Fred. I know in my heart you're going to save my life.
I am.
No doubt about it, Fred. Fred, can you hear me? Fred! Fred? You're going to die down here. Did you guys be Fred?
Oh, wow.
Tech Sergeant Chen.
Yeah!
Oh.
So see you managed to get your shirt off.
I did it.
Welcome back, Fred.
All right. Did we get the Brilliant Sphere installed?
Yes, we are back to full power.
Great. Engines and pods?
Fully operational.
Perfect. We'll crank this sucker up. You can drop us off, and you guys can be back in your home planet before supper.
Oh, no, sir. We have no reason to go back.
Sure you do. Family, friends, come on.
We are all that is left.
I didn't know that.
Sir, I have raised the command deck.
Mathazar, meet us up on the command deck. Mathazar. Mathazar! Quelic! So why can't we reach them?
Thank God you're alive. Now you will face justice, Saris.
At every turn, you demonstrate the necessity for your extermination.
Leave him alone.
You wish to save the life of this man?
Yeah. Yes.
Then tell me, what does it do, this Omega 13?
I don't know what it does. I said I don't know.
Is it a bomb?
I don't know.
A booby trap?
I don't know.
Kill me!
I don't know.
Do you think I'm a fool? That the commander does not know every bolt, every weld in his ship. Prepare a tear harness for the female.
No!
Oh,
Gwen, no!
No!
I'm not the commander.
What did you say?
I said I'm not the commander. Leave them alone. There's no reason to hurt them. They don't know anything.
Explain.
Gwen, show them the historical documents.
Computer, show the historical documents of the Galaxy Quest missions.
You have all done far greater damage than I ever could have. Bravo! Bravo. This is a moment I will treasure. Explain to him who you all really are. Tell him! Explain!
Mathazar, there's no such person as Captain Taggart. My name is Jason Nesmith. I am an actor. We're all actors.
He doesn't understand. Explain as you would a child.
We pretended. We lied.
Oh.
Yes. You understand that, don't you, Mathazar?
Mathazar, I'm not a commander. There's no National Space Exploration Administration. We don't have a ship.
But there it is.
That ship is that big.
Inside, I've seen many roofs.
You've seen plywood sets that look like the inside. Our beryllium sphere is wire with plaster around it. And our our digital conveyor is a... It's Christmas tree lights. It's a decoration. It's all fake. Just like me. It's difficult to explain. On our planet, we pretend to entertain, and I am so sorry.
God, I am so sorry. So now you know. Lieutenant Lathe, hardwire the reactor core to overload. I would like to blow this troublesome vehicle to dust.
Sirs, what about my people?
Yes, far too simple a death for them, isn't it? Lathe, open an oxygen seal on level C. Let the air in a bit for our friends.
Son of...
Release them into space.
Core overload. Emergency shutdown. Overridden. Core implosion estimated in 9 minutes. Core overload. Emergency shutdown. Overridden. Core implosion estimated in 9 minutes.
Where's the happy ending, Jason? Never give up. Never surrender.
About time you just backed off, you fin-headed monstrosity.
Jason?
You what?
You're starting to act like you did in episode 17. You scene-stealing hack.
Oh, right. Well, how does it feel, Jason? Was it worth it? You murdered us all!
Shut up.
Hundreds to die just because of you.
Shut up.
Both of you, get in there. Hundreds to die just because you want to play a pain command. That you. Anything.
I'll see you in hell, won't I?
Sorry, the door's a little sticky. Did you see that? I'll get one of my boys up here with a can of WD-40.
Hey, used to pull your punches.
It was scene-stealing hack.
Thank you.
Raving egomaniac.
I don't know where I got that from.
Guys, look. They're suffocating.
Estimated in 8 minutes.
General, your transport is ready for departure.
Core overload. Emergency shutdown overridden. Core implosion estimated in 7 minutes.
Computer, shut down the core.
Unable. Memory checksum invalid. Core systems hardware damaged.
All right, listen up. This is what we gotta do. Gwen, you and I, we're gonna get to the core and shut it down manually. Fred, take Guy and Lalayar. You find that valve, shut it off before those thermals run out of air. Alexander, get to the barracks. See if you can't wedge the door in case they can't do that.
Okay.
Wait, Jason, what about me? What do I do? You gotta practice driving. Let's go.
Practice driving.
So we get to shut down a neutron reactor.
That's right.
Well, I hate to break it to you, Jason, but... I don't know how to shut down a neutron reactor, and unless you took a learning annex course I don't know about, I'm pretty sure you don't know how to shut down a neutron reactor either.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm.
But I know someone who does.
Brendan, honey. Garbage.
Oh, Mother, I'm quite busy.
Come on, Brandon. Don't make me ask you again.
Now, just 10 more minutes, okay, Ma? I promise.
Listen to me. This is Jason Nesmith.
I play Commander Peter Quincy Taggart of NSEA Protector.
We accidentally traded boxes the other day when we bumped into each other.
Oh. Oh, Commander, I see. Okay.
What's your name, son?
Brandon?
Brandon, I remember you from the convention, right? You asked all those little technical questions about the ship, and I was a little short with you.
Yes, I know, Commander, and I actually wanted to tell you that I thought a lot about what you said.
It's okay, now listen.
But I want you to know that I'm not a complete brain case, okay? I understand completely that it's just a TV show.
Hold
on. I know there's no brilliant
sphere. Stop for a second. Stop.
No ship.
It's all real.
Oh, my God, I knew it!
The crew and I are in a lot of trouble, and we need your help.
Core overload. Emergency shutdown. Overridden. Core explosion
is delayed. 6 minutes. Sir, it's you! Thank Ibthar!
Quellic? What are you doing up there?
I avoided capture by using your Mokhtar stealth haze. Where is everyone?
Come with me. I'll explain on the way.
All right, we're level C, hallway 5. Now what?
Go to weapons storage. Your second left through the passage. And that leads to a system of utility corridors through the bowels of the ship.
Open!
You know, I'm gonna get Kyle. He knows the utility tunnel system better than anybody alive.
38, 39, 40. All right, all we have to do is turn off the valve to the barracks.
Hi, Brandon.
No time for pleasantries, Kyle. We have a level 5 emergency. You still got the utility systems walked through, right?
Yeah, I've got sectors 1 through 28. I think Hollister is the upper levels.
Great, we'll get everybody online.
Pedal to the metal, Commander.
Pedal to the metal, Commander.
General, I have just received word that the commander of the Protector and his command crew have escaped custody.
What? Find them!
But, sir, my men! The core implosion is not
reversible. Find them!
All right, Brandon, I see 5 ducks in this room. Which way do we go?
Enter the passage, second to your left, and just continue straight for 50 meters.
Ducks. Why is it always ducks?
There will be a slight drop.
Thanks for the heads up, Brandon. You okay?
They're dying.
Wait a minute, we gotta go across this thing?
Yes.
Well, don't look down.
Commander, what I'd give to see what you're seeing.
What are you talking about?
You're deep in the underbelly of the Omega 13. Oh, it must be spectacular.
Well, it doesn't look like much to me. It's just these few walls and this strong spinning fan that we have in every single...
Omega-13 device, too.
Many have to believe that it is a matter collapser.
bomb capable of destroying pretty much everything in about 13 seconds. But myself and others are convinced that what it is a matter rearranger, affecting a 13-second time jump to the past.
Well, why 13 seconds? That's really not enough time to do anything of any importance.
It'd be time to redeem a single mistake.
What?
Go, 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 go! We gotta turn off that valve. Their oxygen's almost gone.
Listen, I'll go in. I'll create a distraction. I got this. I'm okay. I may be able to hold them back long enough for the aliens to escape.
It's suicide.
I'm stuck with a fried extra, Fred. I'm a dead man anyway. If I'm gonna die, I'd rather go out a hero than a coward.
Guy, maybe you're the plucky comic relief. You ever think about that?
Plucky?
Oh, besides. I just had this really interesting idea.
Are you stunned?
Gotta get it up and give them some time.
Sir, perhaps together. The Mokhtar chant of strength. Larak, Tarath. Larak, Tarath.
Larak, Tarath.
Larak, Tarath. Larak,
Tarath. Larak, Tarath. Larak, Tarath.
All right, Brandon, we're across. Now what?
Do you want to take a left and then just straight on through the chompers?
The chompers? Well, through that!
How are we supposed to get through this?
Hollister, do you have the sequence yet?
Okay. The sequence is 2-2-4-2-2.
What is this thing?
Four,
I mean, there's no useful purpose for there to be a bunch of choppy, crushy things in the middle of a hallway.
Fred!
No, I think we shouldn't have to do this. It makes no logical sense. Why is it here?
Because it's on the television
well,
show.
Well, forget it! I'm not doing it! This episode was badly written!
Okay, Commander, now, as soon as the first crusher hits you...
Oh!
That's it!
Okay, go now.
Go!
Go!
The simple things in life you treasure.
That's great.
You better get to that. Hey, get a room, guys.
Whoa! Hey, friend. Hey, Fred. Oh, that's not right.
No.
Back to the command deck.
I'm shot.
Ah. That's not too bad. We'll get you to the medical quarters and you'll be fine.
It has been my greatest honor to serve with you. I have been blessed, sir.
Don't speak quiet.
You'll forgive my impertinence, sir. But even though we had never before met, I always considered you as a father to me.
Quillac. By Grabthar's hammer, by the sons of Warvan, you shall be avenged.
Blue button. Is that it?
Yeah, why? What's wrong?
Nothing. I just thought it'd be more complicated than that.
Core implosion estimated in 20 seconds.
Brendan, it's not working. Brendan!
Mother, I cannot stress enough the severity of the commander's predicament.
Core implosion estimated in 10 seconds. 9.
Gwen,
8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Oh, it always stops at 1 on a show. What were you saying, huh?
Sir!
What?
The core detonation sequence on the Protector has been aborted.
Impossible! Impossible! Lock a complement of implosion missiles under the Protector. Tear her apart!
Look out! Look out!
Oh, he's finished! Alexander, listen to me.
It's okay. It's okay.
The Thermians can handle from here. We gotta go. Come on.
We need that armor back up. Get me a forward view right now.
Plasma armor engaged.
All right, time machine, we get loose from that minefield.
It was minefield.
Pedal to metal right now.
Pedal to the metal.
All right, let's go. Going, Tommy. Great going.
Thrust ahead. Full. Into the field. Go.
Tommy, can you get us closer to these mines?
Closer.
I could try.
General, I've lost them. The magnetism of the minefield is disrupting our instruments. Wait. I see something. Yes. Yes, there they are.
Get back on that tail.
I can't, sir.
What? Why not?
Because they're coming right at us.
Fire at will.
Return fire?
No! Divert all energy to the armor!
How adorable! The actors are going to play war with me!
Saris' ship accelerating toward us at Mark 2!
Accelerate to Mark 4!
Let me remind you, Sonny, I am a general! If you are counting on me to blink, then you are making a deadly mistake.
Well, let me tell you something, Saris. It doesn't take a great actor to recognize a bad one. You're sweating.
Armor almost gone, Jason!
You fools! You fail to realize that with your armor gone, my ship will tear through yours like tissue paper.
And what you fail to realize is my ship is dragging mines.
Phone, Commander?
Can you do that?
Oh, yeah, it's just point and click. But we're gonna have to go through the black hole, though.
Any objections? All right. Set her up. What's the matter, Mathazar?
We were hoping you could come with us. But my people have no commander.
Mathazar, I think your people have a great commander.
Yes, sir.
You know what?
Yes. All right, Tommy, take us into the black hole. Systems register functional.
All systems are working, Commander.
Jason, before the black hole, there was an energy surge from Saris's ship.
Let's not worry about that right now, Alexander. Fred, what are you doing up here? Shouldn't you be downstairs until we just... Hey, you can put an eye out with that thing. Fred? Register functional.
All systems are working, Commander.
Jason, before the black hole, there was an energy surge from Cyrus's ship.
Jason, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Go of me! It's not Fred! That's Cyrus! Listen to me! I'm telling you, it's not Fred! That's Cyrus! He's been trying to kill all of us!
Never give up. Never surrender.
Jason! Jason! I can't slow it down!
The ship is too big to enter the atmosphere. we need to separate or we'll die.
We gotta do it. It's our only hope, Mathisar. Thank you.
Crew to the secondary deck.
Mathisar.
Goodbye, my friends.
Fred, get up to command deck. We're separating.
Got super accelerated coming out of the black hole, and his sight nailed the atmosphere at Mark 15, which you guys know is pretty unstable, obviously. So we're gonna help Laredo guide it on the Vox Ultra frequency carrier and use Roman candles for visual confirmation.
All right, dinner's at 7. Well, he's outside.
Come on!
And now, back again after 18 years, the new adventures of Galaxy Quest.
Thank you.